Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The head of the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is announcing a proposal for major agency-wide changes. From WABE in Atlanta, where the CDC is based, Jace Mador has more.
Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the goal is to improve the CDC's ability to respond to public health needs and emergencies. The agency's faced criticism over its handling of the coronavirus and monkeypox. In a statement, Walensky said the CDC's performance in the pandemic did not meet expectations, and that before the pandemic, the public health system was under-resourced. The reset proposes internal changes to the organization to improve its speed, overall preparedness, and communications. It follows an internal audit earlier this year. Next, it needs approval from the Department of Health and Human Services. For NPR News, I'm Jess Mador in Atlanta.
A federal judge has effectively reinstated a ban on abortions after 20 weeks in North Carolina. Jason DeBruin of WUNC has more.
Citing Roe v. Wade, a federal judge had enjoined a 2015 law here that banned abortions after 20 weeks. When Roe was overturned, supporters of that 20-week ban called on the judge to reconsider his ruling. He did, and late Wednesday afternoon, he released an opinion reversing that earlier decision. Abortions are still legal in North Carolina until 20 weeks of pregnancy and in cases of medical emergency. That's unlikely to change anytime soon. North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has said he would veto any legislation that restricts abortion access. Republicans here do not have the votes to override a veto. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The Inflation Reduction Act is getting pushback from many environmental groups that advocate for marginalized people. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that's despite the law's provisions to tackle climate change in disadvantaged neighborhoods.
The law includes billions of dollars for low-income communities, for example, to install solar panels, make homes more energy efficient, plant trees, and monitor air quality. But it also includes billions of dollars to expand fossil fuel operations. That's alarming for people who live near refineries and petrochemical plants, and who are exposed to dangerous pollution as a result. Juan Zhang Chung works for the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition, which opposed the bill.
A lot of those projects are going to harm our community. So for us, it feels like what the bill is given with one hand, it's taken with the other.
The White House says the law is an unprecedented investment in the health and well-being of people in disadvantaged communities. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 171 points to 33,980. The Nasdaq fell 164 points. The S&P dropped 31 points. This is NPR. Prosecutors in Argentina have linked disgraced opera star Placido Domingo to a criminal group in Buenos Aires that, according to prosecutors, was a front for sexual trafficking, including of minors. NPR's Anastasia Sloukas has details.
Numerous broadcast channels in Latin America have aired excerpts of wiretapped audio recordings that include the voice of a man whom authorities claim is opera star Placido Domingo. The man on the recording is allegedly making plans for a sexual encounter with a woman involved in the group. Another excerpt includes the same woman calling the alleged leader of the crime ring to celebrate that she's confirmed plans with the man, whom she refers to by name as Placido. Since 2019, more than 20 women have come forward publicly with misconduct claims against Domingo. As a result of those accusations, Domingo parted ways with New York's Metropolitan Opera and resigned from his role as general director of L.A. Opera in California. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
Great whites and the sharks that scour the oceans today are big, but they probably would have no chance against a giant shark that roamed the ocean millions of years ago. New research is suggesting a shark known as Megalodon, the size of a school bus with jaws to match, could devour a creature the size of a killer whale in just 5 bites. According to research, the Megalodon was a strong swimmer and could have easily migrated across multiple oceans. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up $1.58 a barrel to settle at 88.1 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.